Jesus, my son, I am so glad you are here. Please, come and sit with me a while. I need to speak with you. You know how frightened your mother and I were when we couldn't find you among our party on the journey home from Passover. We had to return a day's travel to Jerusalem, and then it took 3 more days to find you. I know. You said then that you thought we would know to find you in your father's house. But these are hard words to hear, especially for me. After all, you are your mother's son too, and I have loved and raised you as my own. It's true. We watched you each year in the temple with the leaders and the teachers at Passover, and we marveled at your fervor for the law and the prophets. Perhaps indeed we should have known. But Jesus, you didn't tell us. You were missing, and such is a parent's way. Oh, Jesus, no, it's not that, really. You're a wonderful son to me, and you honor me and your mother well. I am very pleased, and I'm sure your father is too. The problem is with me. You see, son, you have passed me by. You're 12 years old now and beginning to take your place among the community. You are mature in knowledge and wisdom and understanding, far beyond your years, far beyond my years. I have known this day would come since the angel first told me that you were from the Holy Spirit. I was to stay with your mother and you, that you will save your people from their sins, and they will call you Emmanuel, God with us. Even so, I would have you remember this. Your father chose your mother, and with her he chose me to watch over you. And I will watch over you for as long as it is given me to do, just as I watched over you at birth. Every day I remember the night you were born. We were so far from home and exhausted. Bethlehem was a turmoil. It was late, and there was no place to stay. Your mother was in labor. The innkeeper managed a shelter for us in his stable, and you came. I was the first to hold you. You were so tiny and so helpless, so beautiful and so holy. Oh, what wonders we saw that night! And those wonders didn't stop. We finished our business in Bethlehem and made our way to Jerusalem. On your 8th day, we presented you at the temple according to the law. We named you Jesus according to the angel. You were received there with prophecy and adoration as no other. It was clear how mindful your father was of you. Even then, we were eager to go home, and we prepared for the journey and went to bed. An angel came to me in a dream that night and told us that it was not safe for you in Judea. It was urgent that we go to Egypt. And so immediately we awoke and began our journey to Egypt, following in our forefathers' way. In time, an angel directed us to return to Israel. Immediately we set out for home, following in Moses' way. And even then it was not safe for you in Judea, and we went straight to Nazareth. Every year since, we have walked the 60 miles from Nazareth to Jerusalem for the Passover. And through it all, not a day passes that your mother and I are not amazed over all else, by your goodness. Jesus, your mother has loved you so completely and celebrated daily being chosen to bear such a holy child. Such is a mother's way. But we understand so little. The mysteries are too great. There's so many questions without answers. I still don't know what it means for you to be our Savior. Your mother's heart is the bigger. Surely she understands more than I. I often wonder, Mary, what do you know? But, Jesus, that's not really what I wanted to talk to you about. All the memories are such treasures. But the time now is for me to release you to your Father. I pray I have led you well into manhood. You know you are God's child. I know you are ready. You can do this. I also know that you don't need to be reminded. But I wish to bless you, for such is a father's way. Come. Jesus, as you grow into your greatness, you must abide in your Father's house always. Pray constantly. Obey immediately. And trust him, whatever may come. Lord God, I beseech you, be always listening to Jesus' prayerful heart. Guide him in the preparation and the work you have sent him to, and through all the trials which must surely come, abide always with him, our son, your holy child, my Savior. Amen. And now, Jesus, I must stand aside, and you must rise. I pray that your Father will allow me to see what comes of you and your work. I remember, in those first days, the many visitors who came and knelt before you to honor and to worship you, to give you gifts and speak prophecies over you. I myself would desire nothing more than to follow you and to sit at your feet as you come into your own, for the answers I seek are found at your feet. I can only wonder now, who will come? Emmanuel.